Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. What? It's so great to have such a great team of individuals to work with. The moon is just filled with great people helping out and making everything come together, including our music producer, John Baylor. And John, you were telling me you were working with your students on some projects.
I'm working with my students a lot these days. I wear myself out. Hopefully I'm doing good for them.
Yeah, they're writing some original pieces.
Yeah, they just finished up writing. Well, I say they finished up. A lot of them haven't started yet. But they
it's
were
like
writing
me on the script.
Yeah, they were writing personal stories, stories about their own experience. We'd read a few stories to kind of prepare for it, but one of them was about a young man who's a journalist, Nicholas Gage. His family fled from Greece when communist revolutionaries were stirring up a lot of trouble, and they executed his mother and one of his sisters, but he survived, and so did a number of his siblings and his father. He got in school and worked with this English teacher and newspaper teacher, and she didn't know the full details, but she sort of knew what she was asking when she assigned a similar project, and she said, "I want you to write about what happened to your family in Greece." And like I said, she didn't know the details, but she knew that she was telling him, "I want you to write about the one thing in life that you don't want to write about." But so much of writing and so much of art is understanding things, trying to understand things that we can't understand. And painful experiences are really important things that are hard to understand, but we need to try.
Well, that's true. And I think John deserves a nice hand for teaching our students. I think the world of teachers, I was raised by one. And speaking of extraordinary educators and teachers, I've been educated here at the Moon with the presence of Matt Carter Scutchfield. He has taught me so much about so many things in such a short amount of time that I'm having a hard time keeping up, but I'm doing my best. And one of the wonderful instruments that he's introduced to us here is something called the theremin. And I first heard this theremin, I believe, in the film. There's an old film called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And it was such a marvelous film. And I heard in the beginning this sound, and I thought, that's so unusual. And it turns out to be a theremin. And we're going to do one of Luke Wallen's poems. I'll talk about Luke in just a minute. But this call is Omwawa. And Omwawa, just for your reference, is the meteorite recently that came through our solar system. It kind of visited us, and it was considered to be an interstellar meteorite traveling over, you know, many, many miles. And so that was the inspiration for this. And most of these poems, almost all three of these poems, are really sort of Luke's meditations on aging. Omwawa. I was abducted to the ship Omwawa. This is what they said. You were selected because of your experience. What experience? I asked. Hitchhiking. We thought you knew. Perhaps you could remind me. You were a college student, 1961. Your Baptist college was 3 hours from home. You got a ride in a white Cadillac with a Rebel Yell whiskey logo on the door. The salesman showed you how he could turn it around so it couldn't be seen. He thought this funny, showing it was against the law. Do you remember that? I do. There was a couple who picked you up. Very country, quiet, and threatening. They pulled over and started a conversation between themselves. Do you want some action, boy? A grin. Maybe, she said. We'll have to see. Then she returned to the back seat and said, we might let you live. Do you remember that? Yes, I do. Do you remember standing on the side of the road in Montana Prairie, holding out your thumb for two long days, catching a ride in a pickup truck, sliding your rifle rolled in a blanket behind the seat, you and your buddy winking together? Yes. Do you remember a ride with a professor when you were a freshman and she became your lover? Yes, it was cold that day. The aliens looked at each other and buzzed. This went on for hours, and I remembered rides I had forgotten. Why did they care so much to explain my selection for abduction? Omwawa was a nice ride. I first met Luke while in my master's program at a university called Spalding University down in Louisville, Kentucky. And he was so interesting and lovely. He'd grown up in Alabama, and he'd worked on his father's sawmill, at his father's sawmill, and grew up kind of hunting and really knowing the backwoods. And his stories were just fascinating to me. And so it was. He was great to work with. We maintained a friendship, and a little later I'll tell you about the story. But he has 8 different children's novels, young adult novels. And they're all very nature-oriented and nature-bound, about hunting and those kinds of things, and they're really interesting. I urge you to look them up. This is a poem he's reflecting on getting older again, and it's called Our Greedy Pig, and this is sort of a self-ridicule in some ways. Our greedy pig wants more from life, more from friends, and more from his wife. He's old and sleeps while others work, watches telly. What a shirk. Posts his pictures, pawn Facebook, wants a like, deserves a hook. He'll give advice, though loud and flushed. Got the dump, but he won't be rushed. He roams about, says, trees relax. Sports radio shouts, then he grinds his axe. He's got time now, reviews his friends. His kids and wives, losses and wins. Does he deserve his nice barnyard? His loyal few, as the steps come hard? It might be time to gravely dig, yet he wants more, our greedy pig. As I mentioned, Luke's work has ranged a great deal. He's also a painter and an artist, and he sends me his visual work all the time. It's just stunning. He has a background in teaching at the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan, the University College in Dublin, the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, and Spalding University. He has a wonderful book called Conservation Writing, Essays at the Crossroads of Nature and Culture. And that's a lovely book, and I urge you to go out and read that and see that. We're going to do his last poem now, and this I can relate to, as, and I don't know any of you are of the age where joints are maybe not working quite like they used to, and sometimes even hands aren't working like they used to. And so this is a poem, as soon as I find it here, called My Good Right Hand. My good right hand has rolled the logs, tossed the boards, and climbed the tower. My good right hand has played guitar night after night in sadness and ecstasy. My good right hand has written books at the kitchen table and poems lying in bed. And now, it does not wish to be touched. It does not wish to be raised in the air. It will behave under gloves with distractions, but naked, it draws the wrong kind of attention, awareness of its strange distress. My good right hand has pulled the trigger, hoisted the buck into the tree. My good right hand has planted a garden and picked the apples high in the sun. It's carried the briefcase and the child and canvas water bags up the mountain. It's locked and unlocked a lover's door, painted canvases up to the ceiling. My good right hand knows archery and tennis and a sailboat's tiller after midnight. Now, one day, it's a cream for pain, and the next, one for arthritis. My good right hand, I'm talking to you. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. Luke sent me a draft of his story called Monster. And you can hear that story, Monster, online. But this, I found the story so inspiring that I wanted to write a song about it. And so I quickly wrote some lyrics and then took them to Luke. And Luke sort of addressed issues in the story. And basically, Luke enriched the story by making it much more ironic. And I like the song so much, and it was a great collaboration. So here it is, and we're doing it with Howard Gibbs, Michelle Schricker, and Matt Scutchfield on bass. The devil walks at midnight, and he leaves the deepest tracks. And when the moon is rising, shadows at his back, his eyes are golden searchlights, his teeth as white as pearls, his emerald skin goes glistening in his hunt for boys and girls. Somewhere in the darkness, somewhere down below, somewhere beneath the surface, that's where bodies go. Well, 100 headless hound dogs are roaming through the streets, searching for the creature that puts this world to sleep. In the swamp beyond the river, they've heard that awful roar, and the sulfur smell is rising, the monster crying more. Somewhere in the darkness, somewhere down below, somewhere beneath the surface, that's where above the action in a tall oak tree. I wait with bullets wanting to set this creature free. I overcome my courage to overcome my fear. My will cannot be wasted. The monster's coming near. Somewhere down below, somewhere beneath the surface, that's where the bodies go. Well, if my God is willing, and if my Bible serves, make my finger steady, Spirit, fill my nerve. If my luck comes calling at my moment of resolve, my fading truth will crumble, no riddle will be solved. Somewhere in the darkness, somewhere beneath the surface, that's where the bodies go. It's proof that I hung tough. I overcame the devil, just not near enough. The devil goes on living down in his earth. He still comes up a creeping from somewhere in my soul. Somewhere in the darkness, somewhere down below, somewhere surface, that's where bodies go. That's where the bodies go. We'll be back with Matt Wetrobo right after the break.
With support from Judith Robert and in memory of our friend Tom Kapuscinskas, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, David George, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.